producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, it is Black Friday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Their Black Friday sale is now live. Live. Saving up to 44%. On selective handguns. I'll be going there today because I got to buy some more magazines to go with my Lionheart LH9C. And I talked to him the other day because I want a big brother to it. And I'm trying to work out a deal on that too. So check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Sometimes I like for the, you know, it's okay for me to point certain things out. There's some things that I just can't, you know, it's hard for me to top the anti-gunners in their own words when they're being stupid. I can point it out to you, but it doesn't have near the comedic value. I don't think I can touch it with a 10-foot pole. So coming from BearingArms.com, here are the 8 dumbest anti-gun politicians of all time. Spoiler alert, there's actually only 7 because one gets mentioned twice.
Yourself, get a double barrel shotgun, have the shells of 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out. Put that double barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever's ever coming in is not going to. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
Shotgun Joe Biden. I don't know what kind of AR-15 he's ever shot, but. I've always thought they were easy. That's why we adopted the platform in the military, because of ease of use with the M16 and M4 platform. Of course, he also completely ignores it if his wife Jill does take that advice out there in the secluded area that he and she live, and she fires 2 blasts out of a shotgun. The Secret Service detail may blow her clean off the balcony.
Number 7.
We have federal regulations and state laws that prohibit hunting ducks with more than 3 rounds, and yet it's legal to hunt humans with 15-round, 30-round, even 150-round magazines.
Numbers.
Now, of course, according to Dianne Franken-Feinstein, it's legal to hunt humans, period. Is it human hunting season already, Elmer? Number 6.
6.
But that would ban most pistols. That would ban most...
No, but pistols are different. You have to pull the trigger each time. An assault weapon, you basically hold it, goes... Blah, blah, blah.
No, those are fully automatic weapons.
Okay. Number...
Michael Bloomberg. And I love his technical jargon, don't you? You pull the trigger, it goes... Blah, 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 blah. On TV, he said that.
5.
Well, I read the legislation that said that it would regulate barrel shrouds. What's a barrel shroud, and why should we regulate that?
The guns that were chosen back in those days were basically the guns that most gangs and criminals were using to kill our police officers. I'm not saying it was the best bill, but that was the best bill that could get out at that particular time. I actually don't know what a barrel shroud is.
Because it's in your
legislation.
It's
the shoulder thing that goes up.
No, it's not.
Representative Carolyn McCarthy, no longer in Congress, thinking that a barrel shroud, which covers a barrel and keeps you from burning your hand on the barrel, is actually the buttstock, is the thing that goes up and goes on your shoulder.
Number four.
This is a ghost gun. This right here has ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second.
California Assemblyman Kevin DeLeon. We haven't quite gotten to that technology yet. When you get to when we get to the point where we have a magazine, a weapon that will fire 30 rounds in half a second, it won't actually be a projectile firing platform. It will be a laser gun.
Number three.
But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
No.
We have smart bullets now, heat-seeking, guided bullets, because she's referring to tracers. Tracers. That was New York... New York State Representative Patricia Eddington with the heat-seeking bullets.
Number two.
Very briefly, to your last question, what's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time.
U.S. Representative Diane DeGette, believing that magazines are disposable. Once you buy them, they come loaded with the ammunition in them. You fire them one time, they cannot be reloaded. Somebody voted for her. Somebody put her in office.
Time, because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
No more.
And the award for the number one most idiotic anti-gun political statement of all time goes to Vice President Joe Biden. Yeah, I know. I already used him at the beginning of this video. But while his previous comments were more ignorant than dangerous, in a 2013 interview with Field & Stream magazine, Biden stuffed his foot even deeper into his mouth and basically encouraged people to engage in voluntary manslaughter or worse when he said, "Well, you know, my shotgun will do better for you than your AR-15. Because you want to keep someone away from your house? Just fire the shotgun through the door." Think about that astoundingly stupid and dangerously irresponsible piece of advice for a minute. Do you know what happens when you do something as stupid as shooting through a door without properly identifying your target?
A deadly shooting on Oklahoma City's northwest side has police searching for clues. A man says he mistakenly shot his wife to death when he thought she was a burglar.
Police say a 53-year-old woman shot her 57-year-old husband after she mistakenly took him for an intruder.
Corey Lindblom told investigators he shot his wife before dawn when he thought she was an intruder. 27-year-old McKaylee Higgs died along with her unborn baby.
Oops. Great advice, Joe. Better hope your wife doesn't put much stock in it.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out very well if Joe forgot his keys and he's banging on the door. Hey, Jill! Jill, I forgot my keys. Let me. Hey, that sounds like a hammer being pulled back. Wow, there's two holes in my door from a double shotgun blast. There's two holes in my jacket from a double shotgun blast. I feel myself going into shock twice. The anti-gunners, well, you know, like I said, I can't beat them for themselves. It's like a bad, bad stand-up comedy set, if you will, when you dance them all out in front of people. That's just their ignorance, though. They're talking about things they don't know about. But my favorite is Bloomberg when he gets out there and says, you can just pull the trigger and it goes, blah, blah, blah. I love the technical stuff. Love it. Makes me feel justified for my existence. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door: the jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live on Black Friday. From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I don't know what I just slapped, but it made a noise, didn't it? Goodness. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Black Friday sale is going on right now. Right now. And this is your chance to get in. This is, you know, I've owned SIGs. I've owned Berettas. Trying to think. There's one other double-action pistol I have owned. I will never own another double-action pistol besides a Lionheart. Simply because of the double action plus. That makes it worth the price of admission as far as carrying the gun, bringing the gun into action if you have to shoot it in self-defense, or if you have to shoot it for any reason. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. Coming out of Washington, D.C., the National Bar Association. Now, I really would like to know why they exist. Most organizations exist for a purpose. They have a charter. They have a mission. Apparently, the National Bar Association, their purpose in life is to second guess. Because they're saying, and this statement was made by the prosecutor in the case, McCullough. He said that the grand jury was the only group of people that had seen all of the presented evidence. But according to the National Bar Association, grand jury erred, considering the evidence that went before them. And they're saying out loud, how could they reach the conclusion that Darryl Wilson should not be indicted and tried for the shooting death of Michael Brown? They're saying that out loud. This serves no purpose. When you've got rioting happening, when you know you've got rioting happening, if you actually feel that way, and you don't want a riot to happen, well, you don't pour the gasoline on the smoldering fire, do you? Do you do that? The president, Pamela J. Means, expresses her sincere disappointment with the outcome of the grand jury's decision, but has made it abundantly clear that the National Bar Association stands firm and will be calling on the U.S. Department of Justice to pursue federal charges against Darryl Wilson. Although they have already said there is no civil rights case against him. And yet, and you know, they said this month, they said that months ago. They said that months ago. Now, if Darryl Wilson, in the pursuit of his duty, in this matter, had shot a white person, an Asian, a Latino. And this is the problem I have with this. Would there have been an outcry over this? Now, this kid, this 12-year-old kid that got shot in Cleveland for having a toy gun, that kid got swatted. Those cops, both of those cops need to be, well, especially the one who got out and shot. I believe his first name is Tamir Clark, I believe it is. 3 seconds after they pull right up on him, and get out of the car and shoot this kid. Now, where are they on this one? Haven't heard anything about that. And there's a big difference between these two cases. Oh, yes, this 12-year-old kid assaulted nobody. He was sitting at a picnic table. Somebody saw him with a gun. Thought that it was a fake gun and called in 911 anyway. This kid was swatted. He had a toy gun. He had it in his pants like he was playing cops and robbers or something. Where are they on this one? Where's Sharpton? This is a true aberration. This should not have happened. See, there's a couple of things you don't do when you're pulling up on a suspected gunman. You don't pull right up on him. These cops were driving through the park to get to this kid. They pulled right up on him. He was sitting at in a picnic area with a cover, and they pulled right up on him. Got out of the car, shot him. Boom. 3 seconds after they pull up, boom, kid dead. And nothing, you know. That's horrible. What happened to Michael Brown? Well, let's see. Michael Brown told Darryl Wilson that he was too much of a something-something to shoot him. He reached in and started sucker-punching him and trying to reach for his gun. Darren Wilson could not have resorted to a baton because you got to have room to swing a baton. He couldn't have resorted to pepper spray because in the car, if he pepper sprayed Michael Brown, he's pepper spraying himself. He didn't have anything else he could bring into the fight except the gun, which the gun went off twice in the car. And then Michael Brown took off and then turned around, was charging him, and got shot for his, you know, you don't charge a cop on, you don't charge a drawn gun. That's just not something you do. So, this is a miscarriage of justice, according to the National Bar Association, and yet I hear nothing about this kid in Cleveland. I hear nothing about this kid in Cleveland. What they're saying they hope to see come out of this is they're looking for change. They're looking for transformative justice is what they that's what they call it, transformative justice, which I guess means, and I hate to put it this way, but I guess it means that if you're a black gangbanger, or if you're a black criminal, or if you just commit a strong arm robbery and a cop shoots you because you fight him, well, that's not a crime, and it's a miscarriage of justice, and he shouldn't be allowed to defend himself. Darren Wilson should have given his life, taken one for the team, to make sure this miscarriage of justice did not occur. And then on the other side, this 12-year-old black kid, who was just being a kid, gets shot by police, gets shot by a rookie police officer, is what they're saying. Where are they on this? And what in the hell is transformative justice? Does it, well, no, I know exactly what transformative justice is. They're taking a page out of Obama's book. They've decided they just want to make it up as they go. That's what it is. They want to make it up as they go. They say the only way to foster systemic change is to organize, educate, and mobilize. We are employing everyone to fight against the injustice in Ferguson, Missouri, and throughout the United States by banding together and working within the confines of the law. The... The injustice in Ferguson, Missouri is all of these outsiders that have shown up and helped and fomented and ginned up enough people mad enough to burn businesses to the ground that didn't know who Michael Brown or Darren Wilson were. Was. There's the injustice in Ferguson. And, of course, you know, well, I could go on and on. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. Time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Black Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Lionheart Industries. The ad is live now. It will be live through Monday. If you are on the fence about it because you don't know how you'll feel about the gun, I'll tell you this. You will not be disappointed. You may be like me where I'm born again as far as double action pistols are concerned, as long as it's one of these. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. There are those that would tell you there's lots of good reasons why young Americans of college age should not be able to exercise their natural civil and constitutional right to keep and bear arms on campus. Well, that's not actually true. There are actually very few reasons, and they all sort of don't pass muster. But they do exist. They have to exist, you see, because otherwise people who want to ban guns from campus, except for local, state, and national police, campus security, and the National Guard, would appear to be what they truly are. Hopeless hoplophobes with a tenuous grasp of reality or common sense, if you will. Deseret News has published an article that reveals the anti-gunners' anti-compass carry logic, such as it isn't. The first sentence sort of lays it out for you. Advocates for keeping firearms out of college assemblies say there's something wrong with a system that bans people from bringing their own food or drinks into a university assembly, but not their guns. What does that have to do with anything? Doesn't that create dirty conditions for the unionized custodians? What does that have to do with banning concealed carry? which is actually a very neat, discreet, elegant, effective means of providing personal self-protection and deterring unimaginable slaughter. Like the doctor. Like the doctor in the gun-free zone where, the doctor shows up to work. He's probably, I don't know if he consciously says to himself, there's one, I only have one in 2.5 million chance that I'm going to get shot. And then his first patient starts, kills the social worker in front of him, starts trying to kill him, and he kills him instead. Think he's still looking at those odds as being long now? If those two things have nothing to do with them, banning guns versus food and drink. Prohibiting food and drink while allowing firearms sounds crazy to the uninitiated. They probably have little slogans like bullets, not bananas, or Glocks, not Gatorade. But they go on. It's our concern as mothers that children are being prevented from being able to participate in assemblies and events where they can have intellectual freedom, said Chelsea Archibald with the group MomsRising.org. Now, I hate to tell you this, but using that same mindset, we send children into combat every day. Children trained to kill people every day. Because we're talking about people 18 years and older. We're talking about technically adults. This is the same thing they say. This is the same argument they use when they say when they tell you how many children are getting killed by guns. That's 20 years and below. Except from 18 to 20, of course, if you do anything wrong or against the law and you get caught, well, then you get tried as an adult and you go to the adult gray bar hotel. I swear. Now, this is all occurring in Utah. Even if Utah banned guns on campus, someone could carry a hidden firearm into an assembly, sort of like FSU shooter Myron May, who, by the way, one of the people he shot in the leg was a representative for Students for Concealed Carry. That guy, had he been allowed to exercise the right that he's been pushing for, he could have shot Myron May before he shot anybody else, before he himself got shot. Ms. Archibald is arguing that Utah should void gun rights so that children feel safe, even though they wouldn't be really safe. In fact, the children would be less safe without armed citizens to protect them. Archibald said students should not be deprived of learning because of the fear of being shot. Our Second Amendment rights do not trump our First Amendment rights to free speech. That's not actually how it works. That's not how any of this works. The rights protected by the United States Constitution are not prioritized. They are co-equal. You can carry a gun and speak freely. You can speak freely and sue the police for indiscriminate search and seizure. If a student feels deprived of learning because of his or her fear of firearms or snakes or crowds or people or clowns, or also known as sociology professors, then we need to recommend to them hypnotherapy. Not deprivation of rights. Depriving rights is not going to solve anything. But it continues, I don't have an opinion on that issue altogether with people being able to carry guns. I come from a gun-friendly family. My specific issue is with gathering in assemblies and the ability to exchange intellectual ideas between students. When that is hampered, then we are on dangerous ground, because then we are allowing people who are concealed carrying, which is completely their right, to infringe on people's free speech. That's a very dangerous place to be. See, this is just like being an extra at Groundhog Day, because you keep hearing the same thing over and over again, no matter what day it is. Every day, same argument. this, you know, this is what they're saying is that in a classroom environment, in an assembly or something, that they would not be able to speak because they're afraid somebody's going to shoot them. I'll tell you what. There are concealed guns all over college campuses right now today, even where they say they can't be. Because there's some people saying, you know what, I don't care about the rules, because if I get raped, or if I'm getting beaten, or if somebody's trying to kill me to get my car or something, I'll just take my chances and get kicked out of school. That's already happening. And we have yet to hear of an incident where somebody was sitting up and talking about, I don't know, anything, quantum physics, Cormac McCarthy and the road, any of that stuff, where there's been a lecture and somebody stands up in the assembly saying, you know what, I disagree with you on all counts. Feel your hand. Go for your gun, Mr. or Mrs. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet, and it's not going to happen, because people that carry guns are actually very reasonable people, very calculating people. They look out there, they look at the odds, they say, well, you know, there's a chance I might be involved in an incident where I have to carry one for self-defense, and I'd rather have an option if that happens. They're not out there looking to shoot. They're not looking. They don't even want to pull a gun in anger. That's not the goal for people like us. We don't carry guns to kill people. We carry guns to keep from being killed. Big difference there. There's a big difference there. Oh, well, but it doesn't matter. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to let you... this is coming from a website called Teen Inc. And this coming out of Philadelphia, PA. And this was for an English class. I'm going to let you have it verbatim. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday, because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Black Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Good luck, Ava, in your shooting class tomorrow. Shout out to Ava. Let's go to the phones. PW in Indiana. Yes, what can I do for you? Hello?
I was listening to your comments on the four statements, the seven worst, and all the different places where well-adjusted folks sit back and say, well, that's incorrect, that's kind of dumb, those kind of things.
Yeah.
That I think we made a comment earlier is the social media folks, that the Bloomberg folks have figured out the way to use social media to do all big scale things in terms of getting signatures and all that.
Well, they go and they're appealing to you know, they did a survey. They published two surveys when we were considering Manchin to me. The Pew Research Center did, and the Department of Justice statistics came out, and we found out that violent crime across the board, not just gun crime, is down nearly 50% across the board over the last two decades. At the same time, the media did a survey, and 56% of America thought gun crime is on the rise because of this 24/7 coverage we give to this stuff. And I think that that 56% of America is who they appeal to. They go for those people because of the way they put it. You don't want criminals or mentally ill people to get guns, do you, unless they get a background check. That's the way to sift through them, right? And that's how they get the signature. Yes, sir.
But I think the challenge is, the way I see it, is to how do the folks that are pro-gun take advantage of the 10-second soundbites that somehow shake the folks that are going to hear it in a manner that gives them a, gee, maybe there's something there, and 10-second soundbites need to be more research than what I'm getting, and somehow challenge the way that they're being effective on the other side and figure out how to do it from my side. You give me $50 million and I will come up with a campaign to do 10-second sound bites to get a hold of somebody.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. When I was one of the spokespeople for Gun Owners of America, I made the rounds doing guest shots on other radio shows. And when I, you know, I was on like Jim Bohannon's show and Roger Hedgecock's show, and the stuff they don't know about the Second Amendment, the actual real truth about how many times people use guns and self-defense and everything else is astounding. They're out there touting the virtues of the Second Amendment and everything. They don't know why. And I think the biggest problem is just the lack of constant hammering of the data. I was on Tom Hartman's show. Tom Hartman is one of the highest ranked liberal talk show hosts out there. And he didn't know anything about what he was talking about either. He was had me on that particular day because the Republicans have stopped the funding of the CDC studying the causes of gun violence. The only problem with that is that when he had me on the show, the CDC in June of 2013 had published a study that was one of Obama's 22 executive actions he took in the wake of Sandy Hook. And the CDC study said that up to 3 million times a year, regular people use guns in self-defense. They use them effectively. They use them well. They shoot better than the police. It went against the narrative. So most of these guys that are out there talking, disseminating this information, it's just like when Bloomberg, in that soundbite that I let you hear, he's saying that he doesn't know the difference between a semi-automatic and a fully automatic weapon.
Well, I have been in that camp not too long ago about generalizations. Yeah, Second Amendment's good. But, you know, I don't know what started my fire as much to really dig in and start getting into depth in it. But that's the secret, that there's even fewer people that are programmed that have serious understanding of statistics, that they can flip out a quick, hard argument that gets people's attention, that use more than, yeah, Second Amendment's good, without doing some quick follow up on here's why, bang, bang, bang.
Right. That's why I do what I do, PW. That's why, is it PW or FW? I can't see the screen.
P is in Paul.
Okay. That's why I do what I do. I'm trying in my own egomaniacal way to bring a few stats out there and entertain somebody while I do it, and I'm trying to zing it in such a way that it sticks with people.
Well, it's been very, very helpful. I've certainly enjoyed the depth that the show has brought, and it certainly has, kind of like everything else. Once you start training, you don't really understand what you don't know that you don't know.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, I learn something new every day when I'm getting ready for a show. I when I'm doing the show prep and I find something, there's moments when I just sit back and go, you got to be. I probably waste a lot of good stuff ranting and raving about the show prep, but when I'm not on the air, no telling how much good material I've wasted.
Well, I think, you know, the key focus that I'm looking at is Bloomberg's hit his nugget with the Ladies Against Everything group, and we just need to figure out finding our nugget and going viral, and the viral magic is an elusive creature, and I'm just trying to figure out the magic button to push, and I ain't seeing it yet.
Well, the you know, when Manchin Toomey was being considered, there was a thought process out there amongst people that I hang out with in the advocacy side of it that this might get passed. And then my boss at the time, Larry Pratt, we found out that the NRA was not taking a position, and they were backing Manchin on this. So Larry just sort of goaded them through the press to get them to take a position on it. And when the NRA had to take a position on it, of course, they backed away from it. When they backed away from it, then, you know, prior to the vote coming up, when they backed away from it, then the support for it fell apart. And then people started, you know, email blasts started going out. People started picking up phones, calling their senators, saying, don't you dare vote for this. And it was defeated. And it's just something that it's never done. That's the sad part of it. It is simply never done. It's like life. I mean, once if we have a success, then we can't afford to sit back and throw the leg support up and put our feet up in the air and say, ha, that was a good day, because we got to get ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow they'll be back. They'll be back.
You have to be, it's going to be a constant fight, but the ratio is you lose the vote, the amount of energy that it takes to get the vote is going to be hundreds of times versus taking court cases and fighting forever to grind through the back door when, you know, there has to be the initial shot has to be cohesive, clear, and unwavering at the beginning because it saves all that back end work. And that's where we're losing ground.
You're correct. And, you know, Pew just put out some figures. It's estimated there's 126 million gun owners in the United States today. And when you think about that, all of these people are adults, and there's, 75, 85 million children. The majority of adults in the United States today own guns, is what it boils down to. And if they would just understand their political clout at the ballot box, I think that might embolden them. And that's another reason I keep trying to hammer these numbers down all the time. I know I get repetitive. I get sort of tired of hearing myself saying them. But I'm trying to make some light bulbs go off in some heads, you know.
Well, the repetitivity for you because you go through it, but the one or two people that you click a light bulb on here and there when they're a new listener or something is part of the deal. It's just goes back to, okay, one is two, two is four, four is eight.
Yep.
It's getting geometric progression to start kicking in. All right, so I appreciate your time, and when you figure out the magic deal, let me know. I'll be a supporter.
I'm researching it right now.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I do what I do. I do it because I don't think the American gun owner, you know, I keep hearing people say, we can't do this and we can do whatever we want. We can shape the country politically however we want it to be. Literally. A gun owner, carrying a gun is the ultimate declaration of self-reliance. So how do you think the rest of their political thought path would be? Let's flip into hour number two, and then we'll read from Teen Inc. on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
To you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquids valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.